Drew Brees, well, Roethlisberger's out for the year. Drew Brees is out 6 to 8 weeks. I would think Teddy Bridgewater gives the Saints a better chance, but what do you make of Mason Rudolph? Can he salvage this season, or the Steelers, who haven't really looked good even with Big Ben, this just confirms that they're done?
I would think that the Saints, just from what we've seen, are going to be better off with Teddy Bridgewater. Now, the caveat to that is, the Steelers were high and thought they got a real good mid-round value pickup of Mason Rudolph a couple years ago in the draft. And he has had the luxury, good or bad, depending how he performs when a team game plans for him, of sitting and learning behind Big Ben, even though Roethlisberger was openly against the drafting of him. So I'm sure it was more watching and taking it in rather than having a big brother buddy there. So we don't really know what to expect out of Mason Rudolph. I think for Teddy Bridgewater, he signed up and bet on himself in the extension with the Saints for exactly this situation. If something happens, he will have a shot. So I'll say, just from the plethora of weapons that the Saints have compared to the Steelers, who, listen, guys, I know they wanted the headache of Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell out of the building. That's great to say. But you also lost two of the most elite talents at their positions in the league. So, all right, now they're gone. Maybe you're all holding the hands and having campfires and whatever, but you don't have the talent. So, yeah, I'll go with the Saints as far as being in a better situation right now.
Okay. 49ers, Bills, Ravens are all 2-0. Who do you like best of those three teams?
Well, I'm, being a Browns fan, I'm bred to despise the Ratbirds themselves. I will try to put that bias aside. But out of that group, I'd have to say I like the 49ers a slight edge over the Ravens. I know they've put up prolific numbers so far, but we have to remember, guys, they've played the Dolphins and they've played the Cardinals. Both teams are terrible, especially the Dolphins. I want to see Lamar Jackson against a top-tier defense. Then I'll make my decision if this dude's the real deal or not. I don't think he is. I think his frame is too slight. I don't think he'll be able to keep going at that pace where, all right, he's improved as a pocket passer, but you're still running for 100-something yards. Someone's going to get you, and someone's going to squash you. So I think it was a great sign for the 49ers. And Jimmy Garoppolo, who I like as far as out of those three quarterbacks, the best. I think he's smart. He has quick delivery. And as long as that injury was a one-off, I think he's got a great situation with less weapons potentially. So I'll go with Jimmy G and the 49ers as more of a real deal out of those three. But I will say, I like Josh Allen's development. And guys, he has grown each step of the way from before the combine to college, and he has improved. He has grown each step, each year, each phase of his career. So I think he is on pace to being a very good quarterback.
The Carolina Panthers, Giants, Redskins, Broncos, Jaguars, Steelers, Bengals are all 0-2. I didn't even mention the Dolphins because they're terrible, so there's no point.
Yeah.
Is there any of those 0-2 teams that you think can bounce back and become competitive?
Oh, competitive.
Yeah. Playoffs, or no, maybe even make competitive. No? Okay.
No. To me, competitive would be a chance at making the playoffs. I don't think any of those are likely for that. I think the team that has the best chance to be competitive as far as not being embarrassed might be the Washington Redskins, because we saw Case Keenum show up and show he can move the ball. They're certainly not a great team, but I think that's a team that at least can give clubs trouble. Guys, with Cam Newton, he's broken, and it's sad to see, right? His body is broken, and the scary thing is now it's not even so much due to a specific injury. That's when you know you're in trouble. That shoulder, that throwing motion, that new style he's had to develop since the surgery, it hasn't looked good. He hasn't found a way to do it. Now you have Cam Newton, who's not running the ball, who can't do it in that game. Fourth and one from the goal line.
Yeah.
And Cam Newton's not taking it. Are you kidding me? What's wrong? Like, I would not be surprised if in the next year or two we don't see Cam Newton retire. I think he's that broken.
Well, Andy McNamara joined us. So, you know, the Patriots are 2-0. The Chiefs are 2-0. Most people have them winning their divisions. The team, like the Houston Texans, I think are going to be a competitive team this year. What do you make of the Colts and the Titans after 2 weeks?
I'll tell you this. The Titans are frauds after week one. And people going, oh, look, 43 points against the Browns. Look, oh, Marcus Mariota, Derek. No. Here's why they beat the Browns in week one, folks, okay? If you give a team two football fields worth of penalty yards, and that was close, 182 yards, almost two full football fields, yeah, you should win the damn ball game. You should. They did. They did nothing spectacular. They are the blandest, tasteless, no-name brand type of dessert that you go out and get, and it's someone picked it up, and it was, you know, expiring that day at the store. It doesn't taste good. It's just average. Very vanilla, very bland. That's the Tennessee Titans. I don't love the Colts to make the playoffs at all, but I like their weapons, and I think Jacoby Brissett can be a more efficient quarterback than Marcus Mariota. So I'll say the Colts are in a slightly better situation, but my goodness, if the Houston Texans don't win this division, then something went catastrophically wrong for them.
You mentioned earlier that, you know, teams haven't played anybody, and the 49ers, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo and them and the Seattle Seahawks are both 2-0, and I forgot the L.A. Rams. Could that NFC West be the best division in football right now?
Yeah, certainly maybe the most interesting, right? Like, when we look at the possibilities and the scenarios, and it's funny, you can talk your way in and out of different teams in the NFC West of winning that division outside of the Arizona Cardinals, because I don't believe in them or Kyler Murray at all, or Cliff Kingsbury as a coach for that matter. You're going field goals. You're supposed to be this innovative air raid offense, and you're kicking field goals. You're inside the red zone. Come on. What type of offense are you doing? You don't trust your rookie quarterback. So if you look at the Rams, you got to respect them just from the case they went to the dance last year. 49ers probably are a year away from getting to that point, and you always have to wonder about the Seattle Seahawks. Their offense is always so interesting to me because you can never really put your finger on one thing that works outside of Russell Wilson. That's why they're so difficult in fantasy football. Is it going to be Tyler Lockett, DK Metcalf, who I love as a prospect, I think is going to be the real deal. Then the backfield's all messed up. Like, you can always picture them going deep in the playoffs, but it might be difficult to explain why outside of, well, they got Russell Wilson and he just kind of makes stuff happen. So I think it's an extremely interesting division how it's going to all shake out.
The Green Bay Packers have only allowed 19 points in two games. Their defense was atrocious last year. Is that partly who they're playing, or do you look at the Pack and say, man, they are vastly improved defensively?
I'd say it's probably more on the side of who they've played, but I don't think, listen, the Vikings aren't scrubs, right?
No.
They're a good team, whether they're a playoff team or not, yet to be determined. So I think they're improved. I don't think they're as elite as their points allowed has shown, but they're definitely improved. And what that means is, now all they got to do is make sure that Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur stay on the same page. They were seen yelling at each other on the sideline. Make sure they play nice, get along, and that team can possibly do something special. Because you look at that NFC North, Chicago's not scoring any points, right? The Vikings with Kirk Cousins out. Dalvin Cook's been a sensation, but Kirk Cousins isn't doing anything special. So that division is very much up for grabs. And, hey, even the Detroit Lions, Stafford and Kenny Golladay looking pretty dynamic.
Andy, always good to catch up with you. Is there anybody that you like? I know you're a big fantasy guy, that you say, okay, here's somebody who you would take in the waivers because you think he's really going to explode. Maybe not next week, but in a few weeks. So it's one of those buy now before everybody else gets excited about him.
Great question. I would say this, guys. If you need a quarterback, and judging from the guys who went down, you might. If Josh Allen is on your waiver wire, go get him now. Run, sprint, this guy. Legs, arm. I know we talked about him as being like okay in real football. Actual football, he's getting better and improving. I would say go get yourself Josh Allen. And you know what? Even if he's gone and you're desperate, get Andy Dalton. The guy's putting up the team's going to be playing from behind, and he's popping some big numbers. It might not sound sexy, but you go get yourself Andy Dalton or Josh Allen on the fantasy wire. Those are two guys that you might want to get now in case you just lost one of your big quarterbacks.
Appreciate your time, Andy. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, boys. Talk to you.